Brent Benjamin's story as a candidate for the West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals is one that can pretty easily be told through campaign advertisements. Let's start with this one.
Early release of a convicted child rapist? McGraw, yes. Benjamin, no. More job-killing lawsuits? McGraw, yes. Benjamin, no.
That television commercial was released in 2004 during Benjamin's first bid for Supreme Court. It was paid for by Don Blankenship, who then was the CEO of Massey Energy. Since, Blankenship has been convicted to a year in prison for conspiring to violate federal mine safety laws in connection to the Upper Big Branch mine disaster. During the 2004 race, Blankenship funneled big bucks into attack ads to beat then-Justice Warren McGraw. Ads like this one.
Liberal Judge Warren McGraw cast the deciding vote to set this reprehensible criminal free.
More than a decade later, political watchers in West Virginia still remember the ads. Justice Benjamin remembers them too.
In 2004, we saw the effect of independent groups out there, independent of the candidates, spending lots of money. Those are special interests. Candidates didn't have any control over that, neither myself or Warren McGraw then. And it dwarfed the message that the candidates could get out. That's not a good thing.
But in 2016, the cycle of high levels of outside spending is repeating itself. The latest campaign finance filings show these independent groups have spent nearly $2 million on the Supreme Court race in West Virginia, some $200,000 more than the five candidates themselves. That outside spending is just one of many reasons Benjamin says he chose to participate in the state's public campaign financing program this election cycle, a program only available to Supreme Court candidates. After meeting certain requirements, candidates who choose to participate can be awarded $500,000 in public monies to fund their election bid. Benjamin and one other candidate chose that route.
It is the single best way to help the public or reassure the public that there are no undue influences from anybody outside the state or any PACs or groups out there that have agendas in the court system.
But Benjamin's participation in the program was contested by his fellow candidate Beth Walker, who sued over a state election commission decision to certify and award public funds to the Benjamin campaign. Even after a West Virginia Supreme Court ruling upholding the SEC decision, Benjamin's opponents have criticized him for using public funds in a tough financial time for the state.
First of all, that's a policy decision. And if you're going to be a judge, you should leave policy decisions to the legislature. And here the legislature listened to the people, and the people told them, this is the program we want. It's that important, too. If you look where the dollars come from, it's not coming from general revenue. To the extent anyone's saying it does, they're just plain wrong. They don't understand the system.
The system pulls money from special accounts set aside by lawmakers, Benjamin says, not diverting dollars from other state programs. Today, Benjamin's political advertisements, paid for with those public dollars, sound significantly different than those that aired during the 2004 election. Now, they focus on what Benjamin views as personal accomplishments from his time on the court.
Supreme Court Justice Brent Benjamin's drug courts are saving taxpayers over $20 million per year, reducing repeat offenses by over 70%, and saving lives.
Creating and expanding the drug court diversionary programs in West Virginia has been a passion project for Benjamin. The courts allow drug offenders, drug addicts, to get treatment instead of going to prison.
Every statistic is a human being in West Virginia. And we have found that the drug problem affects every level of our society, and it's really hurting our state.
Benjamin says the program has graduated more than 1,400 people, and few reoffend. Along with standard drug courts, Benjamin has helped create a small number of specialized courts for veterans and juveniles as well. It's his work on these programs that Benjamin says will overshadow voter concerns about ties to Blankenship.
We've come so far in 12 years, but we have things to do. And we have things to get accomplished over the next 12 years. And I'm running for re-election, and I'm asking for the people's support and their votes again so that we can accomplish these very important tasks and these very important goals.
This year, judicial officers, including Supreme Court candidates, are being elected on a nonpartisan basis, meaning when you go to the polls, you won't see a designating R or D next to a candidate's name. This year is also the first time judges will be elected during the May 10th primary, something Benjamin supports. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara.